Jewish Hour can now be heard on jcastnetwork.org, your portal to Jewish broadcasting. It's also on iTunes and on your smartphone using the Stitcher app. Welcome to the Jewish Hour. I'm your host, Herschel Finman. We've got a great show for you today. In this half hour of the show, we will be conversing with the Jewish Own's Hannah Finman. We'll be talking about Frida Kahlo. There's a Jewish angle, believe it or not, it's going on at the DIA. It's also, we had Holocaust Memorial Day this last past week, and we'll be talking about that. In the second half hour of the show, we'll be featuring the Jewish Hour's own poet laureate, Michael Druck, will be enthralling us with another one of his theme poems. We're still doing a cappella music. The portion of the week is the portion of Tazria Matzora. It's a double portion, beginning with chapter 10. Of the book of Leviticus and following, an awesome Hasidic story at the end. Before we do anything else, let's go right to the news. Follow up to a very disturbing story last week, an Albanian national was arrested in the Czech Republic on suspicion of beating to death an Israeli tourist in Berlin the first night of Passover. The victim, identified as 22-year-old Yossi Damari, was found by passersby early Sunday, beaten beyond recognition in the ruins of a Gothic church. France, here's some good news, is spending, I hope, France is spending 100 million euros in a major anti-racism and anti-Semitism action plan devised in the aftermath of the deadly Paris jihadist attacks. The program increases penalties for crimes deemed to have been fueled by racism and anti-Semitism. Acts against Jews and Muslims have shot up in France. Duh. Germany delivered the fifth of six submarines bought by Israel amid claims that the sub will be outfitted with nuclear weapons. The sixth sub is due in September of 2017, and Israel is interested in buying three more. Israel, France, and the U.S. sharply criticized Pakistan's release of the mastermind terrorists behind the 2008 attacks on a Mumbai hotel and Chabad center, where Rabbi Gavriel Holzberg and his wife Rivki were among six Americans and 160 others massacred. What do you expect from Pakistan? A bullet was shot into the front window of the West End Synagogue in Nashville, Tennessee. No one was injured. Police are still working to find the gunman. A couple of good new pieces. I think this is good. The Museum of Fine Arts in Bern, Schweiz, accepted over 1,200 priceless artworks looted from Jewish owners during World War II. The collection was found by German tax authorities in 2012 in an apartment of a former Nazi. The museum has promised to return the art to its rightful owners, so if you're missing any of those paintings, contact the Museum of Fine Arts in Bern. And finally, here's some heads up for you. Chaya Weinfeld, an 18-year-old Chabad girl from Crown Heights, Brooklyn, noticed the Aeroflam plane, that's Russian Air, she was flying on Tel Aviv, was making horrible noises by the wings. She complained that she wanted to be let off. After further investigating, like 3 hours worth, the plane was grounded, and all of the passengers were put on a different plane. Heads up there for you, Chaya. Thank you. That's the news.
Some of the best jobs in the world are in the radio and television industry, and you too can join the workforce in as little as 8 months when you complete your hands-on training at the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts located in Southfield, Michigan. At Specs Howard School, students get to play and learn at the same time. Imagine spending your class time behind the microphone, spinning music and hosting your own radio show, or designing and lighting a set for your own TV program, running a camera, learning to edit, directing a program. When you go to Specs, your day will be anything but dull. And if school is this fun, imagine how exciting it is to work in the growing industry. In addition, the credits you earn while attending Specs Howard School are currently accepted at 14 area colleges and universities. If you've always wanted the best job in the world, call for a tour of Specs Howard School at 248-358-9000. That's 248-358-9000, or visit them on the web at specshoward.edu. Spex Howard School of Broadcast Arts. This is where you start.
Hey, Shul Finman here. You're listening to The Jewish Hour. We have online The Jewish Owns co-producer and source of inspiration for everything good, my wife, Chana Finman. How are you today, Chana?
Source of inspiration for everything good.
Indeed. Indeed.
I like that. I'll remind you that the next time I, crab and snarl.
The next time I'm not inspired?
Next time you buy too many overripe tomatoes.
Okay, I haven't done that in quite a while. You've instilled the fear of God in me. Okay, yeah. Anyway, there's big things happening in Detroit and around the world. We're going to just schmooze about them for the next 15 minutes or so. One of the big things, since you're an artiste and have your finger on the pulse of all things artistic and Jewish, Frida Kahlo's show artwork is being displayed, is on a special exhibit down at the DIA, and you tell me that there actually is a Jewish twist to the Frida Kahlo exhibit. Help, how so, please?
The Jewish twist. Chubby Checker.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Wait.
Oh, come on, Bubala.
Okay, all right. Smooth.
Yeah.
Well, there's a book that, we get a lot of books. The Jewish Hour is very lucky in that we can request books, publishers send us books, and I read them all. And sometimes I have a huge stack, and it takes me an enormous amount of time to get through some of these really amazing books. One of my favorite books that came in the last year or two was called Jewish Art, A Modern History, Samantha Baskin and Larry Silver. I think you interviewed them on the show. Putting the book. Anyway, this is a book about Jewish artists. It's an anthology. You get a nice kind of grasp very quickly in a paragraph or two of mainly modern artists and contemporary artists. And it's interesting that they have a page devoted to Frida Kahlo, who, by halachic standards, meaning according to Jewish law, was in fact not a Jew. However, and that's the big word, there's a big however, and that's when it becomes, for me and for many people, very interesting that she's included in this canon of Jewish artists. Why? That's the question that I had in mind when I went down to the press conference at the Detroit Institute of Arts and was enamored with the speakers. Graham Beal, the director, spoke so eloquently. We're losing him. He's been on board for almost 20 years, and he's been an incredible director down there. And listening to Mark Rosenthal, who is a great art historian who curated and made this show possible. The two of those great art historians, Graham Beal and Mark Rosenthal, discussed doing a show like this. Goes way back before the financial crisis upset the beans at the Detroit Institute of Arts. Remember, they were going to sell pictures this year, right? So all that settled down, then they could revisit their interest in creating a show like this, which is totally unique. It's the first time Frida Kahlo's work is in Detroit. And I should go back a little bit and explain who she was and why it's important and the Jewish angle, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm all ears, part tale. Go ahead.
Right. Well, to begin with, we have to get the time period, all right? We're talking in the 30s, 1932, 1933. Visualize Detroit in that time period. People from here know what happened in that time period. There was a lot of unrest. It was a lot of terrible poverty here in Detroit, right? And the car manufacturing businesses had scaled way back. So they were on like a skeletal force in terms of how many people actually worked in the Rouge River plant and so on and so forth, because it was really, the Depression was still really hard here in Detroit. And that's when this couple, this kind of eccentric, kind of progressive couple comes to town from Mexican origins. Diego Rivera, he is internationally well known at the time. He was probably the most famous modern artist in that time. It's unbelievable now because some people have never heard of Diego Rivera, but they've heard of Picasso and Matisse. But he really was that famous. And here he comes to create a fresco which means painting with pure pigment on wet surface.
Yep.
Plaster surface. So that's why the industry murals that are at the Detroit Institute of Arts, which if you haven't seen them, go down and see them. They've been there for since this time. They are compared to the Sistine Chapel, that they are modernism's version of the celebration of industry and the workers. That's Diego Rivera. But who's Frida Kahlo? His wife. Her father was Jewish and intellectual, and they live in Mexico. And she is raised in a home with intellectual conversations. She studies art. She falls in love with Diego Rivera. They marry. And he's world famous, but she isn't anything. She's just Diego Rivera's wife. And when she gets off the train down at the old train station here, they interview them, and she says, "I am the greatest artist in the world." But she's a complete unknown. So while she's here, her husband says to her, "Freda, just paint." She hated Detroit. She hated seeing the poverty. It was so cold in the room where her husband was painting these frescoes in this beautiful garden, kind of Romanesque room that he's making these huge industrial paintings and sketches. It's so cold in there that people are coming in off the street to watch him paint merely to keep warm. Can you imagine? So she hates Detroit. So she paints paintings that are very small. They're oil paintings, and they reflect her inner world and turbulence and emotional pain and physical pain. And if you go and see this exhibit, which I just want to say how it runs, because I think people should really try to go and see it, being that people are coming from all over the world to see this exhibition, if you live in Detroit anyway, just go. It's started in March 15th. It'll be over July 12th. And the museum is open late on Thursday nights, so you can go after work. So call. You have to reserve tickets. You know, they have them time, allotted. So and they have, which is interesting, for the first time, bilingual audio guides. Isn't that interesting? They have them in Spanish as well. So
I guess they're expecting a lot of people from Mexico to come.
Well, there's a Spanish-speaking community right here in Detroit, and they are giving away something like 2,000 free tickets to students to come and see this. And, you know, art has the power to bring people who never maybe would have a conversation because everybody kind of lives in their own little subcultural niche. But you go to an exhibition, and you can chat, you can talk. And you see the commonality we share and the passion that we share for that human beings should have a better life. So I don't want to ruin the exhibit for people, but I do want to talk a little bit more about what's the Jewish angle.
Yeah, let's hear.
The coolest Jewish angle, I had some help. I called down at the DIA, and some of the people there did some research for me. And Mark Rosenthal, who was the curator, was asked the question, is there a Jewish angle? And one of the things that he said, and I did find it in some books about Frida Kahlo, was this an interesting tidbit to know. In 1932, when they came, this couple, to do this commission at the Detroit Institute of Art that he was doing, they stayed at a place called the Wardell Hotel. Where's okay. that? It's at the corner of Kirby and Woodward. For folks who know downtown Detroit, you know that's right kitty corner to the DIA. It's walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's renamed the Park Shelton. And that is where Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera lived while they were in Detroit. And guess what happened when they came in the front door? They see this sign. There's a policy there. No Jews allowed. Because that was the that's a reflection of the times, right? You know, we didn't see too much of this in our day, Herschel, but our parents did, didn't they? If they went on vacation somewhere, there were signs. And in the Jewish American History Museum in Philadelphia, there's a collection of those kind of signs, because you can't believe it nowadays that such a thing could have existed, but it did. So they come in and they tell the hotel management that they insist that the rule change to allow Jews to stay there. Jews should be welcomed there. And you know what? They changed the rule, right? So you have this kind of international couple, but with a strong, at least for Freida Kahlo, she did identify herself as a Jew, but she also identified herself as a zillion other things as well. She was a complicated, interesting person. So that's why she's included in Jewish art books. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting. Very interesting. If you're just tuning in, we are talking with the Jewish Hour's own Chana Finman, Mrs. Chana Finman, and we've been talking about Frida Kahlo, the new exhibit that's going on till the middle of July. Go down to the DIA and see it. This last week, Chana, was Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's like 70 years, and it's the remembrances are going strong, it seems, and getting stronger, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And, you know, if you get Facebook and you're connected to organizations that would report about new findings and new books and new happenings that are, you know, about the Holocaust, it's startling. In the last, I would say, 2-3 years, really current, oceans of research are coming out that we just didn't know before. So when we blame, well, I don't say blame, but when we're flabbergasted at my parents' generation, who were the greatest generation World War II fighters, that they had no clue about the camps, for instance, and you just couldn't believe that they didn't know. Right? But we're just this naive, because there's so much that we don't know, and it's only because of brave historians that go and wander into archives and really look and really pursue this field of study, Holocaust study, that we're becoming to know how massive and intricate the machinations of the Holocaust really was. There's two new books that just came out that in the April 6th, which coincided with, you know, Pesach, Passover holiday, the New Yorker did a review, Adam Kirsch did a review of two new books of Nazi atrocity history. And even reading a four-page New York articles tend to be lengthy overview of these two books. Ravensbrück, Life and Death in Hitler's Concentration Camp for Women, Unbelievable by Sarah Helm. It's hard reading for me, and I've read a lot of this stuff.
Is this a memoir?
No. This is going through the history of Ravensbrück. This is a professional historian and journalist, Sarah Helm, who went through the stories of dozens of camp inmates and many archives to present a new picture of Nazi barbarity, which is beyond. You know, we have films that have emerged. We have pictures that have emerged. You know, there's no getting around it. And it should sicken us. It was hard for me to read. There's another book also, to write the histories of these concentration camps, these horrible institutions. There's Nicholas Wachsman sets out to do so in another new book called KL, which is the German word for concentration camp, A History of the Nazi Concentration Camps.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the details of his research are so, they challenge your capacity to think of what a human being really is, you know. But at the end of all this, these two articles, it ends with that the catchphrase, and I hate that, to say that, but never again, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Never again, to say, never again, never again. And he says it's become like he doesn't use the word catchphrase, but something like that. You know, that it's become ubiquitous. You know, never again. You know, you see these monuments, you see these museums, and then you say, well, don't you have enough of this already? You know.
Sure.
But we can turn around and see sickening things that make us feel like the human being is created in the image of God, and it's a disgrace to the human race, that brutality, it's more than brutality, the macabre death camps even existed. You know, two years ago came out this number, you know, we always said 6 million, and we always said, this other catchphrase, and we also used to say there were so many dozens of concentration camps, but now they say there were 48,000 camps. That stops you in your tracks. And the new maps show that where there were graves, mass graves dug all through the Ukraine and Russia and those places, Belarus, that the number really is 7 million Jewish people and everybody else, and there's a huge everybody else. And that's what these books also go into great detail to cover, the, you know, all the other religions and types of people who were innocents who were destroyed. So the fact that we even have a day on the calendar to stop and pause and remember this, that in Israel, the traffic, even on the superhighway, people pull over and a siren is blown and people get out of the car and stand for a moment and think, that if we didn't have these monuments, if we didn't have these special days on the calendar, we would be less than human, because if we forgot that this existed and what people, and I say people, are capable of, the ones who do it and the ones who turn their face away, yet they know it's happening behind their backs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need these things. We need to do these things. So it was a big week with that, you know, a lot of attention, a lot of special events and stuff like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else on your mind, Connie?
Well, taking a deep breath, I would say this is the nicest day we have had in Detroit. And all the people in Detroit need to go out and just breathe that sunny air.
Okay.
We went through a long, bleak winter here, so now it's time to shift gears and thank God to feel alive and good and blessed each day.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up for today. Well, thank
yeah.
you so much for coming on. I'd like to say, as a token of our appreciation, gifts of the Jewish Hour received, but they don't. They just get thank yous.
No, you can do it. You're going to take me out to dinner. We're done.
I'll take you out to
DC and Oak Park, people. This is good.
I'll take you out to Hannah's restaurant. Yes.
Yeah, but you try to get down if you haven't seen this amazing show at the Detroit Institute of Arts. It's a lot about humanity. It's a lot about great art. And they'll get an audio guide, and it'll help you as you wander around and look at, I think there's 60 works of Frida Kahlo, and the sketches of the Detroit industry murals. Well, they're mind-blowing. The draftsmanship,
indeed.
You know, it's just incredible stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
That's going to do it. We'll catch
okay.
you back at the pass, partner.
Okay. Bye-bye, Herschel.
Take care. Bye. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Jewish Hour. Okay, so that's good. Do you or someone you know have an addiction to opiates? Ready to take your life back but don't have the time for a long inpatient program? MDS Drug Detox is a team of physicians with extensive experience in the field of rapid drug detox under anesthesia. MDS is the nation's only rapid opiate detox under anesthesia facility, with the same doctors, RNs, and certified paramedics attending the entire drug detox process. MDS Drug Detox is safe and effective. Their goal is to provide the best, the safest, and the most economical way to free you from your addiction. MDS uses the highest standards of care and the best FDA-approved medications. MDS Drug Detox understands what your concerns are. Make the call today, 888-637-6968, or go online to www.mdsdrugdetox.com. That's 888-637-6968, MDS Drug Detox. Hey, Herschel Finman here. You're listening to The Jewish Hour. We have on, this is a regular event going on now, I would say probably 16 or 17 years, Michael Druck, The Jewish Hour's own poet laureate. How are you, Michael?
Thank God I'm all right.
Has it been? You think it's been that long, 16, 17 years we're doing this?
It's been 17 years.
Ooh, the man is on it. There you go. I'm working just from memory, but I guess you got it written down someplace. So, yeah. We do this. Let me just explain to people why it is that we do it. Is because during this time between Passover and Shavuos, and then during the 3 weeks in the summertime, when Jews are in a state of semi-mourning, so we do not listen to instrumental music. Hence, I play a cappella music, and we'll talk about this sometime in the future again. And so Michael Druck is a wonderful alternative to listening to music. Now, music generally is there to inspire, to make you feel good, at least some sort of emotion. And that would be true with poetry, would it not be so, Michael?
Yes.
Indeed.
Hopefully it does do that. Yes.
Hopefully. And it doesn't have to be sad. It's, even though it's a quasi-mourning time because we're mourning the loss of so many people that died during this time, it could be upbeat. So what do we got today?
Okay. Are you ready?
Here I am.
Go.
Fire away.
Okay. We are the soul fantastic, the chosen, the given are we, people of the holiest of mountains where God's purpose made history. We are the humble, the patient, who departed to places unknown, blown by the winds of the deserts to a place we would all call home. Proud people of Torah, music of his words and our prayers, we, the people of the infinite, waiting for Mashiach to appear. Hear the sound of the shofar blasting towards the heavens and trees, shaped by the nature of his rhythms and all that we hear and we see. We are his echo through the forests, the sound of his voice on the waves, ever reminding the seeker of what he expects and he gave. Arise, leap, and behold, we the instrument to man, ever thankful and beholden to what we've learned and understand. An example to be measured by the ages, sages, rabbis, and scholars, each counted by minutes, deeds, seeds, and what is ours. I hear the hot tick for fantastic, music that defines and arouses everything we touch, whether grass, wheat, or the flowers. We are awakened and bounded by Torah encased in a book, weekly learning his parsha, moved by the paths that we took. We are the people fantastic, brightened by the light in our soul, shaped by the letters of Torah that makes us whole. People of the fantastic, souls are we bound as is one, chosen with meaning and purpose, home from the hill have we come. We live as a nation of people are we, gathered as we were at Sinai, chosen as one were we. We celebrate ourselves, and Torah belongs to you as it does me. We breathe the same fragrances emanating from prayer books are we, while Torah is our entity, better than any wine, any jewel or gold, that you would seek or ever find, it is ourselves that he beholds. See the words of Torah passing through our soul, passing through our veins, together it will hold the very tenor of our being. We pass this way on earth, we pass this way in the stars, we shake hands as a people, for we know each other and who we are. The people, his people, fantastic. Blessed and holy are we.
Wow, I am excited. That is an exciting piece of work. That's probably one of the most exciting pieces I've ever heard you do, Michael.
Thank you very much.
What was, first of all, it's much longer than most of your pieces. So I guess you had like a lot that had to come out, and that's why it is so long. That's the, but what was the impetus behind this poem?
Passover and my own growth as a Jew and understanding the purpose of our people and what we need to do.
That's great. I'm going to recommend that when Mashiach comes, this be like the theme poem for Mashiach.
Okay.
We're going to thank you so much, and we're going to call you back in a couple of months during the 3 weeks, if provided Mashiach hasn't come yet. But I'm hoping Mashiach will come, and we'll talk to you in Jerusalem.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care. We love it. Thank you so much, Michael. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Jewish Hour. Want assurance of quality and excellence in kosher? Look for the Michigan K on the label. What's it look like? The Lower Peninsula of Michigan with a K. It's a symbol of the Michigan Kosher Supervisors. Go to their website, mycosup.com. That's M-I for Michigan, K-O for kosher, and S-U-P for supervisors, mycosup.com, and find this month's featured products. You'll find Michigan K products wherever fine food is sold, especially at Natural Food Patch on West 9 Mile Road in Ferndale.
Hey, Shul Finman here, listening to the Jewish Hour. We got time for some public service announcements. Put this one on your calendar. Monday, May 4th at 7 p.m. at the Holocaust Memorial Center in Farmington Hills, Germany, 70 years later, guest speaker Rabbi Yitzchak Mendel Wagner, the first native-born German rabbi since the Holocaust. Using photos and fascinating personal accounts, he explores the Holocaust and Jewish life in Germany today. How has Germany changed? Should Jews live there? Discover the answers to these pressing questions and more. Let's see. Location, Holocaust Memorial. Admission is free. Kosher desserts will be served. And this is a part of a grant from the Laurie and Alan Zeckelman Foundation. For more information, call the Holocaust Center at 248-536-9604. We have one more. Here we go. It is time for the 17th Annual Jewish Film Festival, May 10th. And this is going to be 11 days of films in various venues around the city from May 10th to the 21st. It'll be, they have at the Flint Institute of the Arts, the Berman Center of the Performing Arts in West Bloomfield. They have at the Oak Park Jewish Center, a total of 30 films. For more information, I believe there is a website. I have to go all the way down to this. Oh, here we go. For information, visit www.theberman.org or call 661-1900. That's 248-661-1900. Is your organization having an event? Well, send it off to go to rabbifinman.com, www.rabbifinman.com. Let us know what your organization is doing, and we'll put it right here. This is a public service announcement because we're geared to help the public. Speaking of public, we got some wonderful a cappella music for you. This is Yosef Karduner, who's like a superstar in Israel, together with Nachum Krohn, who's a rising star. And the name of the song is Banai, My Children.
של תורה כאילו בונה עולם מי שהוא עושה כיבוש השם השכינה שורה בעולם ומי שזהיר באמת כאילו מקיים יסודו של עולם השכינה שורה בעולם מי ששומר שבת ויום טוב מביא ישוב אמיתי לעולם ומי שמעביר על מידותיו מביא חיזוק לעולם הכל שוקר, שוקר והכל מתקיים
Studio of Oak Park is now accepting students. Whether you're a real beginner or have been at it for a lifetime, the Art Studio of Oak Park is something for you. All levels welcome, all ages welcome. Private tutoring or small friendly classes. Flexible hours available. The Art Studio of Oak Park is very affordable. Make your life better. Put art into your life. The Art Studio of Oak Park offers lessons in a strictly kosher environment. Call today, 248-542-5087. That's 248-542-5087. It's great having an art room right in the neighborhood.
Herschel Finman here. You're listening to the Jewish Hour. It really is great having an art room right in the neighborhood. Do you think you do not have any artistic skills? You are wrong. At the art studio, you could be unbelievable what would be able to come out of your hands. It's just give them a call, 248-542-5087. You'll see. It's very therapeutic. It's a wonderful thing, art. It makes you feel good about yourself, too, because you look at it and you go, wow, I did that. Okay, speaking of wow, I did that, this is Shir Shalom, which is has become a very popular a cappella band. And this piece is called Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim. If I forget you, Jerusalem, this has been done by like everybody in like a zillion languages. You've heard this one, right? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my tongue stick to my, what was it? If you, let my right hand wither, let my tongue stick to my the bottom of my mouth, etc. And let's just listen in.
Shalom.
Why go to a hospital to get healthy? At Encompass Healthcare, you get the state-of-the-art wound care like in a hospital. The same medicines, the same everything without being in a hospital. Why put yourself at risk of getting a hospital-borne infection? Did you know that last year, 1 in 6 people died in America because of infections they got in hospitals? Encompass Healthcare is an outpatient facility. That means you get your wound care treatment and then go home. There are no wait times at Encompass Healthcare like in ERs. Healthcare is personal and works better, faster, and easier. Encompass Healthcare provides a state-of-the-art outpatient facility close to where you live. Call 248-624-9800. That's 624-9800. Auto accident, workman's comp, and most insurance is accepted. Encompass Healthcare's goal is to get you healthy with as little disturbance to your daily activities. Call 248-624-9800.
Herschel Finman here. You're listening to The Jewish Hour. We got time for one more. This is 613 is the name of the a cappella group, and the song is called Shema, Hear, O Israel.
Hi, this is Specs Howard from the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. We're happy to sponsor the Jewish Hour and bring quality radio programming to the community. While much of the funding for the Jewish Hour comes from its sponsors, it's listeners like you that help keep the Jewish Hour on the air. Please send your tax-deductible donation to the Jewish Hour, 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. That's 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. Your help is greatly appreciated.
Hey, Shulfimin here. You're listening to the Jewish Hour. This week is the portion of Tazria Metzora. We are in the thick of some very biblical narrative. It's not a story. Leviticus chapter 10 and follows talks about those people who are precluded from entering the temple because of some sort of self-emanating bodily impurity. Most of the two, it's a double portion, so most of it, it's chapter 10 through 14, I believe it is. Most of it deals with the laws of someone who has contracted tzara'as, which is erroneously translated as leprosy, but it really wasn't at all. It was a spiritually based skin malaise, which was the result of a person's misdeeds. Before that, before it gets into this long explanation, detail the process of determining how does a person have this skin disease and how does a person do once they've gotten rid of the skin disease, there's a couple of verses, just a few right at the beginning, that talks about a woman who just gave birth. As it happens, a woman who just had a baby is not allowed to go into the temple. She is considered ritually impure. So we could ask the question, what's wrong with having a baby? People love it when they have babies. It's like my daughter saw a, was in the car with her just this week, and then I had to pull over for an ambulance, and she just said, oh, I hope it's a woman having a baby. It's like, that's what, like, you know, this is a great thing. People celebrate their birthdays every single day, you know? They have birthdays. Birth is a wonderful thing. Here, this woman who just gave birth is told, sorry, you can't go into the temple. And the way it's presented, it's like there's something wrong with her. In a way, there is something wrong with her. What myth determines a mother to be a mother is the fact that you can't be a mother unless you have a child. It's the only way to get to be a mother. You could be an adoptive mother, but then you have this adjective in front. On one hand, we can say that a woman who just gave birth can't have kids and therefore is missing something, like, duh, she just had a baby. She can't have another baby because now her body's into take care of this baby mode. And that's what it says. It says for a period of 40 days or 80 days, it was a month or two, almost 3 months. What is a woman supposed to do? At that point, the Torah tells her, this is not time to go traipsing off to Jerusalem and going and dealing with the pageantry of Jerusalem. This is a time when a woman needs to stay home and heal herself. Yeah, having a baby is a wonderful thing, but it's very traumatic. There's a lot that goes on. People, up until recently, it was like very life-threatening. And indeed, till this day, women who have just given birth and they're back up on their feet and they're like doing things the way they're supposed to be doing after a few weeks afterwards, there's a bracha which is said if a person just came through some sort of dangerous situation. Women say this blessing after they gave birth because it really is very trying. So the Torah recognizes this and says, going to the temple, participating in public Judaism, it's not more important than your own life and you staying healthy and having the strength to take care of your new kid. We have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Jewish Hour.
Hi, this is Specs Howard from the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. We're happy to sponsor the Jewish Hour and bring quality radio programming to the community. While much of the funding for the Jewish Hour comes from its sponsors, it's listeners like you that help keep the Jewish Hour on the air. Please send your tax-deductible donation to the Jewish Hour, 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. That's 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. Your help is greatly appreciated.
Herschel Finman here, listening to the Jewish Hour. Want to get in touch with me? www.rabbifinman.com. The Jewish Hour and Jewish Ferndale are sponsoring upcoming Lag BaOmer barbecue. Lag BaOmer, which is a minor holiday, we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks, celebrates the anniversary of the passing of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, and as he left in his will that you should celebrate with great pomp and circumstance. So the barbecue is going to be on Wednesday night, May 6th in Ferndale. Go to rabbifinman.com and you can sign up by going to the donations page. It's $18 if you pay up front, and it's $25 at the door, and you can get the information there on the website, rabbifinman.com. You'll find the archived editions of the show. You'll find the E-Parsha, the U-Parsha. We say this every single week. And what I also say every week, unfortunately, is we need you to go to the donations page. We need you to contribute. Pull your fair share of the Jewish Hour. You listen to the Jewish Hour. The Jewish Hour has been on every single week pretty much for 19 years. And we are hoping to continue that for a long time more. But we can only do it when you go to rabbifinman.com, click on the donations page, click on one of those numbers, and voila, you have donated to the Jewish Hour. It's all very safe, secure, give you peace of mind, give me peace of mind. We're still trying to pay March, folks. We're almost at the end of April. Yes, it's time to step up to the plate. They're very patient here at Salem Communications. Thank you very much. We appreciate them. We appreciate the fact that they are indeed one of the strongest. The station that we're on, that you're listening to right now, is one of the strongest stations in Detroit. Did you know that? It's not free. We need you. Go do it, please, today, now. RabbiFinman.com. Don't like doing internet credit cards? Understand. Send your donation and any amount to The Jewish Hour, 14,000 West 9 Mile Road, Oak Park, Michigan, 48237. This story I heard from Rabbi Yossi Jacobson, who we've had on the show. He tells it. It's actually a story about how his mother-in-law became religious. She was a college student, and she was an obnoxious college student. She was one of those type of Jewish college students. I think she was going to Carnegie Mellon, if I'm not mistaken, or some university thereof. And in 1973, she was visiting somebody, and someone said to her, she was bringing somebody to New York, and said, you know, Lubavitch Rebbe is giving a special sicha to women. Why don't we go check it out? He doesn't, you know, this is a thing. He's this big, this world-famous rabbi, and he's talking specially to women, and you get to talk to him afterwards. So she said, okay, fine, I'll go check it out. So they went to Crown Heights. They went to 770. They heard the Rebbe talk to the women. And afterwards, she passed by, and she said, Rabbi, I don't believe any of this. I think all this stuff is just a bunch of fairy tales. So the Rebbe said to her, what brings you? If you don't believe this stuff, so why are you here? I mean, you're basically saying, I didn't ask you to come. You know, so why are you here? So she said, I am attending university, and I am a student in psychology. But what I really want to do is I want to go study pottery in China. What do you think I should do? So the Rebbe said to her, I can't tell you what to do. Psychology and pottery are both very good paths to look into. I see you're very reflexive, but if you're thinking that you're such a reflexive person, why don't you find out about yourself and your Judaism? And she said, thank you very much. You know, and that was, she passed on, and the next person came to talk to the Rebbe. Sometime later, she thought this, she really appreciated the patience that the Rebbe took with her, especially since she was such an obnoxious young person. And she decided that she wanted to go to Minnesota to Beis Chana, which is a girls' seminary for beginners. And she went to the Rebbe, got a private audience, and said, Rebbe, what do you think? Should I go to Beis Chana? And he said, what do you think? What do you think? That you should? Of course you should go to Beis Chana. And indeed, the appreciation that this woman has is, here's this obnoxious 20-year-old talking to a venerable sage who's in his 70s and saying,
you're just, it's just a bunch of hooey. And him having the patience to deal with her. So it's a good thing. Take a deep breath and have some patience. That's going to do it. And thank you so much for tuning in. We're glad you did. We hope you have a great week. We hope that we entertained you a bit. We hope you entertained you a bit, educated you a bit. And we hope to see you again next week. Take care.
Nine, 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 nine